Now, Mr. Hookham, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the UK, we are always being told that we will not have an EU army. But the aftermath of the Paris attacks removed any last traces of doubt anyone might have over where we are heading. Even Tony Blair is now openly calling for an end to national sovereignty by giving control of the troops he sent to war more than any other Prime Minister to Brussels. Personally, whenever Tony Blair says something, particularly about the military, the best advice is to do the opposite. Unlike Mr. Blair, I took the oath of allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen when I was a serving soldier. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who would do the same for Mr. Juncker. We already have the foundations with a mutual defence clause, but what would happen should we have another conflict where Europe is divided? What if Argentina, drunk on the support of Jeremy Corbyn, decided to attack the Falklands again? Would France stop all defence sales and join in a UK-led defence of the island? The most important role any government plays is to protect its country. That's why, with their support of the Lisbon Treaty, UK MPs did the British people a huge...
Vielen Dank, Herr
Thank you very much, Mr. Hookham.